for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Livestock Risk Protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
Well, Oklahoma's financial standing remains very strong compared to the past decade. I had the opportunity to visit with State Treasurer Todd Russ to talk a little bit about this year's financial performance.
Relative to the last 10-year trend, it's really, really good. I was doing an interview this morning with a friend of mine that I actually used to serve with, and I told him, you know, compared to when we were in the House and came in, we were appropriating like $6.9 billion for our budgets. I mean, you know, they're turning out 8.2, 8.3 in certified revenue and $12 billion budgets now. And it's been that way for a while and looks like it may stay that way. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. The Board of Equalization met a couple of weeks ago and we give them the certified estimates. We'll formally adopt the final numbers in February, but that gives the legislature some numbers to look at.
Russ also told us about the Oklahoma Agricultural Link Deposit Program, which is a beacon of hope for struggling ag lenders.
For rural Oklahoma, I really am a little bit partial to rural Oklahoma, although I serve the whole state, but I understand rural Oklahoma and I understand where they've probably been left out over the last 20, 30 years because we haven't had a rural guy in this position. When I came in, a lot of people probably had forgotten about the AgLink program. It hadn't been utilized in over a decade, I'm sure, if more than that. And, you know, for ag lenders and ag people that might be struggling, we have a program through the Treasury that will make a discount deposit to that ag lender if they have a ag customer that needs a little hand up and give them a little discount on their loans.
Eager to share more details, Todd Russ encourages everyone to go to the Treasurer's website. There's all the information about these programs and others. That website is oklahoma.gov/treasurer. Well, Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer video auction is underway and being broadcast from the Embassy Suites in downtown Oklahoma City, and Superior Livestock President Danny Jones was on hand to tell Senior Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes all about it.
Right from the beginning, aptly named Bell Ringer to start the year off, but associated heavily with the stock show in Denver, now Cattlemen's Congress here in Oklahoma City, and so we're just excited to see it all take place. Well, you know, we're producing as much beef with fewer cattle, and we've done that by making those cattle bigger, and that, you know, you can only get those cattle that big one time, and we've moved up in our carcass weights, and so that has offset in large part the lower numbers. But everyone feels that we've done that. Fortunately, our cost of feed is down some, and that's also facilitated that. So we've been able to supply a robust demand for beef through larger cattle.
View the online catalog, view the auction to bid, or call, and all that information once again, superiorlivestock.com.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 14th at Eastern Oklahoma State College in Wilburton. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.